Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, the clergy of the Community Catholic Church of Canada gather to worship together, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. And now, let's prepare our hearts for worship and create sacred space to be blessed by God. Hello and welcome to our service of worship on this 10th Sunday after Pentecost. Our homilist this evening is the Reverend Sherry Grenier. We are so glad that you've joined us. We hope that you'll be blessed by this service of worship and prayer tonight. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God.
To you, our hearts are open. All desires know, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. This is the Collect for the 10th Sunday after Pentecost. Almighty God, you have broken the tyranny of sin and sent into our hearts the Spirit of your Son. Give us grace to dedicate our freedom to your service, that all people may know the glorious liberty of the children of God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, beginning at the first verse. Let me sing for my beloved my love song concerning his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a very fertile hill. He dug it and cleared it of stones and planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower in the midst of it and hewed out a wine vat in it. He expected it to yield grapes, but it yielded wild grapes. And now, inhabitants of Jerusalem and people of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done in it? When I expected it to yield grapes, why did it yield wild grapes? And now I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will remove its hedge, and it shall be devoured. I will break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down. I will make it a waste. It shall not be pruned or hoed. It shall be overgrown with briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the people of Judah are his pleasant planting. He expected justice, but saw bloodshed, righteousness, but heard a cry. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 50. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel. You who led Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up your might and come to save us. You brought a vine out of Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground for it. It took deep root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shade and the mighty cedars with its branches. It sent out its branches to the sea, and it shoots to the river. Why then have you broken down its walls, so that all who pass along the way pluck its fruit? The boar from the forest ravages it, and all that move in the field feed it. Turn again, O God of hosts, look down from heaven and see. Have regard for this vine, the stalk that your right hand planted. They have burned it with fire. They have cut it down. May they perish at the rebuke of your countenance. But let your hand be upon the one at your right hand, and the one whom you made strong for yourself. Then we will never turn back from you. Give us life, and we call on your name. Restore us, O Lord, God of hosts. Let your face shine, that we may be saved. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ, our good shepherd. You have led us to the kingdom of your Father's love. Forgive our careless indifference to your loving care for all your creatures, and remake us in the likeness of your new and risen life. We ask this in your name. Amen.
A reading from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, beginning with the 29th verse. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land. But when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had received the spies in peace. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through fell faith, conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, in caves and holes in the ground. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better, so that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken a seat at the right hand of the throne of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two, and two against three. They will be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it's going to rain. And so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat. And it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of our lips and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, our Lord and our Redeemer. Our gospel today speaks on a theme we know all too well, a world divided. Today's reading from the book of Hebrews is about the trials and tribulations faced by those who lived in a divided world and who were faithful to God even before Jesus came. It begins with examples from the Old Testament. Moses parted the waters of the Red Sea so the faithful people of Israel could escape from Egypt over dry land, while the waters overtook the Egyptians who lacked the faith. Faith caused the walls of Jericho to fall. Rahab welcomed the spies sent by Joshua and was spared as a result of her faith. Paul goes on to remind us of other Old Testament figures with a strong faith in God, by which they were able to perform such feats as conquering kingdoms, administering justice, and becoming powerful in battle. Yet each of these men of faith had moments of failure. For example, Gideon, who destroyed idols, also needed reassurance of God's word. Barak, who defeated the Canaanites, needed Deborah's encouragement. David, a mighty king, showed his human frailties with Bathsheba. And Samson, who defeated the Philistines, met his downfall with Delilah. And there were more, men and women who are not named in the Bible and whose stories are not recounted. Paul reminds us of the horrible price they paid for their faith. They were mocked, imprisoned in chains, tortured, and killed. These great martyrs and servants of God did not receive the fulfillment of the promise of Jesus' death on the cross for their salvation. But their eye was on the future through their knowledge of God's ultimate plan. Through God's grace, their faith will be rewarded and their salvation will be completed at the same time as ours. We live our faith from this side of the cross. These faithful men and women of the past are now witness to our own faith, not as spectators, but as those who have experienced the same thing themselves. We hold them up as models of what God can do for those who trust in him. The passage in Hebrews speaks of a race, which reminds us of Paul's frequent use of the word. In at least five of his letters, he talks of his race, using a Greek word that also translates as a conflict or a struggle of any kind, as opposed to a race in which we run. We are held back in our race by sin and other hindrances. In some parts of the world, death and torture are still the price people pay for their faith. Here at home, our hindrances are temptations that we face daily, and they take our gaze away from God and take up time that we should be spending in prayer or worship. Even more importantly, they divide us. They separate us from the peace and joy, the fulfillment that we have when we put Christ first. We have an advantage the Old Testament faithful didn't have. We can look to Jesus. The Greek word Paul used means much more than just to look. It means to have such a focus on Jesus that we see nothing else. Although Jesus spoke of love and peace, he knew that his word would divide the world. Throughout the Gospels and even in Acts, we see the division. In fact, it was division that led to Jesus' crucifixion. Jesus has set the scene for the future of his followers. The baptism he speaks of having to go through is his death on the cross. Just as a water baptism washes away sin, so did his blood that was shed for us. As we heard in today's gospel, Jesus came to set the world on fire. Fire purifies as well as destroys, but it cannot be kindled until his work was completed. Even knowing how he would suffer on the cross, he wished that it was already kindled, just as a woman looks forward to the birth of her child, in spite of knowing how she will experience the pains of labor. Jesus endured the horror of the crucifixion on the cross, because he knew the joy that lay on the other side. He endured the shame of mocking and beating and of having a crown of thorns placed on his head. He endured it all for the joy that was set before him. Christians today continue to be divided. From issues of the day such as abortion and gun control to their churches, which are divided by denominations that are sometimes worlds apart in their interpretation of the scriptures. The main division comes from the contrast between his love and peace and the reality of sin and greed. God provided something better for us than for our Old Testament forebears, and now the joy is set before us. Today, 2,000 years later, is the fire still burning? In the hearts of many Christians, yes, but in so many others, it has become smoldering embers or even cold ashes. Remember the joy that is set before us and rekindle the fire. When we unite with Christ, joy is present within our suffering, not only on the other side. Throw away the empty promises that we find in the world. Blow on the embers that become purified by the fire he kindled. You'll find that wealth cannot be put in the bank. You'll find a richness that is beyond anything that the world offers. Gracious Lord, please grant us the patience to endure, just as the faithful of the Old Testament stayed faithful to you. Please help us keep our eyes steadily on Jesus and never forget that he is our perfecter in this race called life. Amen.
In peace, we pray to you, Lord God, for all people in their daily life and work.
For our families, friends and neighbors, and for all those who are alone.
For this community, our country, and the world.
For all who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
For the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in sickness, especially Philip and Charlene, Shane, Doug, Phyllis and Pat, Sherry, Chris, Jake, Celine, Blaine, Nancy, Victor, June, Donna, Bill, Dave, Aaron, Carol, Phil, Jane, and Wayne. For those who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and the unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
For Deborah, our bishop, and for all bishops and other ministers.
For all who serve God and his church.
For our own needs and those of others. Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all those who have died in the peace of Christ, especially Annette, and for those whose faith is known to you alone, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them
who put their trust in you.
Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications to you. And you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together, you will hear their requests. Fulfill now our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come eternal life. For you, Father, are good and loving, and we glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God. We give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and every moment of our day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, upheld
by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister, and this planet as a sacred and holy world. May the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and everyone whom you love, this day and forevermore. Amen. Go forth in the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.